Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
All right. What up, y'all? Welcome to the Bald Brothers. If you're on Patreon, you're watching this live. Our mouths have finally cooled down from the Hot Ones Challenge. I'm Kev on stage.
I'm Tony Baker, man. We in here.
We're in here. Today we're talking top 10 things black moms used to say growing up. Tony, kick us off.
Hard head make us soft behind.
Man.
A hard head make us soft behind. I told you not to do that.
Man.
Now look at you.
I felt like everybody told me
You're standing there. The soft behind. I told you. Now look, you got bit by a black widow. Now you want me to take you to the hospital. I want the venom. Now let the venom kick in. Let the venom kick in. He was hard-headed. I told you not to go in that garage. The light bulb is broke. You don't know what's in there. Don't be reaching around. And now look at you. The venom is kicking. Look at your hand. It's turning black. Hard head make a soft behind. I done told you.
I'm going with simply no.
Simply no?
No.
Oh, no.
Just no.
They just say
that's
no to
all
everything.
My mom was just no. No, no.
My mom really wasn't no McGee.
No, your mom, because your mom is sweet Sandy Baker. Okay? Sheila wasn't that sweet. No.
Dang.
Just hard hitting no to the face, Tony.
No emotion.
No.
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 All right, you're up. All right.
You're not too big to get knocked out. Soon as you get some size on you, they always got to throw that in there. You're not too big to get knocked out. Every time they take a little picture with you, you hovering over. You're not too big to get knocked out now.
Yes, man. On that same tip, my mom used to say, I brought you in this world.
I'll take you out.
That is not true. You can't just kill me.
I can, and I will.
You can't just birth me and then kill me.
I'm not going to take no disrespect.
Don't allow you to kill me.
I will kill you right now.
You can't take
us
out.
I brought you here. I don't like what you're doing. We canceling you, and I'm the one to do it.
We can't do that.
I'm the reason for the season, and your season is bad.
My mom always said, I'm about you in this world. I'll take you out.
I'll take you out.
You will not kill me.
All right, but keep also, playing. I'll put that black widow in your bed again. Oh, you did it the first time, Mom? Shh. Hush. I got, who going to be over there?
Oh, man.
Who going to be over there?
Man.
Anytime you want to go, so who going to be over there?
Man.
Who over there?
Did your mom let you spend the night at places?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how my mom was. She let me spend the night. A lot of people, we didn't get to spend the night.
I stayed the night at Robert's house, saw his dad's dick.
Whoa. What happened?
Saw his full packaging.
Why?
Because he sleepwalks. He was a drunk. And he sleeps naked, so.
Where were you at?
No, I was at Robert's.
No, in the house.
Me and Robert were in his bedroom in separate beds. And I was just laying there, and the beds were by the door. They were close to the door. I'm on the side of the bed, so if you come in, I'm laying right there. So we hear him coming down the hallway, so we fake sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Moody, because he was saying Moody. That's what he called. That was his nickname.
Oh, okay.
Moody! Moody! Like, oh, but dad coming. We fake sleep. He opened the door. Moody! Moody! And then I eased my eyes open. Pure dick right in my face, dog. Balls, shaft. I'm just like, bah!
So he don't know he's in there?
He just walking around, sleepwalking and talking. It just so happens to be he slept naked as well. Do you naked sleepers out there?
No, I'm a naked sleeper. I sleep
because
naked.
Because if you sleepwalk, you can't sleep naked.
Yeah, that's if I sleepwalk, I wouldn't sleep naked.
You can't do it.
Especially with my son's friends over. Like, man. That's a crime. I feel like the police ain't even going to go for that. They'd be like, yeah, man. Yeah, in the back of the squad car, buddy. Heard it
I was asleep. Yeah, you freak. Get him in there.
Did you tell anybody?
I told Robert, well, Robert was in there. We was laughing about him. I was like, man, I ain't staying the night over here no more. Moody!
That's the dude you punched in his house, ain't it?
Yeah. We fought.
You got a lot of experience.
There might have been that same weekend. I might have been stressed. I'm like, man, quit following me around, man. It's my house. Moody!
That's hilarious, man. All right, I'm going to go with something. This might be the thing my mom said more than anything in my childhood. We'll see. That's what she didn't want to say no.
I still be saying
she
that.
She never, we'll see never turned into yes.
We'll see.
It was just a softer no, right? Can I get this for Christmas? We'll see. We'll see. Ask your father. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll just see. Say, after a while, it's just like, man,
we won't see.
No. We won't see.
We won't
you can just
see.
Tell me no now.
We'll
but
see.
She was like, nah, man.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. You know, hang in there.
You think I can get a new bike?
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Hang in there.
Ask for a new bike. You know we ain't got it.
We'll see, though.
I never got
it. Right, Mel.
I wanted a big wheel fresh. I always had to ride the neighborhood big wheel. All the tread is gone off the big wheel. So you go to ride, it's just, you know, the wheels don't got no.
They deteriorate.
Yeah. It's just, so now you got to run with it like a skateboard, man. I want a good grip. She was like, nah, man. I always got to play with the toys in the neighborhood, but I never got to have my own. I got to be on a slip and slide. We didn't have no slip and slide. I got to go to my friend's house with a trampoline. We never had a trampoline.
Yeah.
I got to ride the loose big wheels. They don't even have no streamers on the side. The back of the chair been gone.
Done.
You ain't
you
never,
there
ain't never
raw,
seen the back
raw
of the
spine.
Chair of the big wheel, man. Get the seat out of here. Nobody had the seat anymore.
I think I lost the big wheel.
Big wheel was great.
Man, it was fantastic.
First day of Christmas.
I had a Dukes of Hazzard big wheel. Knowing nothing about the Confederate flag on it, but I was breezing through the south side of Chicago on that bitch.
They had the Confederate flag on it?
Yeah. It's Dukes of Hazzard, Sean. It was Dukes of Hazzard. I had the little breakdown. I was having a ball on that big wheel.
Man. All right, what you got?
I got, did you wash your butt?
Whoa.
Did you wash your butt?
That's what they said?
Yeah. Because, you know, because kids, when you start to let them bathe on their own, they be skimming off the top. So you got to make sure, did you wash that butt? Yeah. No, you didn't. Because they tired of doo-doo stains in the drawers because you ain't getting up in that butt.
I used to fake showers all the time.
Oh, man. I didn't wash my butt when I was coming up. I didn't get in there.
You ain't to a point.
No, not when I was young. I just thought it was, you know, I wipe it with toilet tissue. It should be good to go.
I used to create a crime. I used to spend a shower's worth of time making it look like I took a shower. I was so
anti-tone. You might as well have got in there. I did that a few times, too.
Yep. I got to make sure the soap is wound down enough. I would throw soap
could have took
all
a whole
over. I would guide the water, leave just enough soap. 37
all
minutes.
That. You could have took a shower, been done.
I've done that, though. I was like, you can take a shower.
We were so dedicated. I just don't want to take my clothes off, get in there, and scrub. I don't want to do it.
I would do a whole second wash up. Because I'm like, I got to take the amount of time that a shower
would
take. And I want the bathroom and the soap.
I don't want to take my clothes off. I'm going to wash my hands and arms, splash some water on my face, and come out like booty still crusty. Booty still crusty, man.
I don't know why I did. I just didn't want to. I don't want to.
I hate it.
It made so much more sense to fake the whole shower crime scene than to just get in there and wash under my arms. Like, nah, I showed you.
I'll show you what's what. I'm dirty. I'm dirty. You smoking a cigarette in the corner, like, yeah, the kids just took a bath. That's what you think, bitch.
Because I was sitting on the toilet like, yeah. Couple more minutes.
Just got to wait it out. There'll be none the wiser. Yeah, the boys is all clean. Oh, you right about that. You right about
that. I remember one time I was just like, what are you even doing all this? Just take a shower.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all
right.
We made no sense.
I did that for like a whole school year. I was just like, sometimes I will take a shower, but most of the time I won't.
I was a crusty, dirty, funky little boy. I ain't even going to hold you. Yeah, I took baths when I had to be up in there, but when I can start fudging the numbers, crust. I was crust. It took a girl at school to keep it real. Like, you stank. You smell like booty.
That's what she said.
Ever since then, I've been scrub-a-dub-dub. I've been like...
You smell like booty is hurtful.
You smell like butt. Y'all ain't tell me this, man. My family should have told me I smelled like butt at school. Why y'all didn't say this? Ever since then, my booty be ultra clean.
My dad got hit by a car and he broke his leg. And he had a full cast from like the top of his thigh down to his ankle. And the doctor was like, you can't get the full cast wet. So he was like, I'm not taking no bath for real for a long time. He was like, it's just too much work. And he said, a girl was like, your cast stinks. You stink too. He said the next day he was like, hanging the cast outside of the tub. He got in the tub dry, put the leg out. All you need is a girl to tell you you're
girl, girls, what? Save us. Girls, save us, dog. You stink. Your cast stinks, and so do you.
It was the two separate. He said he put some water in the top. He said, I'll try to get some water
he
down.
He put Lysol on the cast. He was...
I was crying laughing. I just imagine the cast hitting the edge of the tub. Ting, ting. Ting, boom, boom.
Women be saving us, man.
Let me just get the...
Because if a dude tell you you stink, I don't care.
Who cares, man?
They're like, you stink, man. Fuck you, man. You gonna do about it? Yeah,
who
I'm musty.
You?
I'm musty, Nick.
Oh, he said he wrapped it in a trash bag the next time. He was like, I'll show you.
That would have had me in the tub, too.
All right. My next one is you got some McDonald's money.
Yeah.
That is like a joke now, but as a child,
that was real.
That was legit.
Yeah.
We used to ask for McDonald's. McDonald's was the place to be.
McDonald's was life.
And my mom did not have, we had like perfect straight A's. McDonald's. You got a dentist appointment. Not every day.
Right.
And most of the time, can we go to McDonald's? You got some McDonald's money?
Yeah.
You know I don't. You know I don't have no money. So why would you just say no?
We'll see.
Why'd you just say we'll see or no, man? You know I don't have no money. You know I have no money at all. So why would you be clever with your word? You got some McDonald's money?
Well, did you?
Peeps, they say money can't buy happiness, and that might be true. But money sure can make you feel a lot of other things, though, like stress, guilty, overwhelmed. That's because when you're not in control of your money can control you, all right? Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools that make it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorn lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to feel financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. Now, I use Acorns and I have it set to where if I buy something, the change automatically goes into the Acorn. And so you really just forget about it. It just rounds up. I got the roundups too. It just rounds up to the nearest dollar. So all of that adds up. When you think about all the little purchases you make on the day to day, all that stuff adds up to a nice little bundle. And then, you know, you can go from there, invest in different things. And they make it real simple, real easy. And you really like lose track of like your savings because it's just so smooth and easy. So Acorns is dope. And they didn't pay me to say it like that. That's just the real. I've had Acorns for a while now, probably about, shoot, it might have been about 5 years, 4 or 5 years since I had Acorns. But anyway, you ready to take control of your money? Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/bald or download the Acorns app to get started.
This is a paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/ball.
All right. Now back to the podcast.
No. We got hamburgers at home. You know those hamburgers aren't the same.
But they good.
No, you got us on white bread. And that red bread sticks to the roof of your mouth.
It do.
I want the soft bun with the Happy Meal. I don't want, and your burgers is always, the patty is way too in the middle of the sandwich. Yeah. There's way too much bread outside.
There's a lot of bread. There's a lot of bread on the end.
Too much bread. You get a full bite of bread and a little grease. McDonald's burger go to the edge.
That's because it's processed.
That's my mom, man. She never could get the ratio right. Just like a little meatball.
But the burgers was better.
No, they taste better, but they don't got no toys, no fries, no Happy Meal, no little box.
Yeah.
Just some burgers in there.
Well, live in the Happy Meal then. Live in it. Live in your little Happy Meal box.
Four little burgers on a cast iron grill. And that wasn't like, you know, now we actually buy the burger patties.
Yeah.
And they cook down. It was... We're going to make hamburger from ground beef.
For sure.
It's not fun, though.
But it was better.
They were tasted better.
Man, when I think about the homemade burgers, I'll be like, man.
Homemade burgers absolutely taste better.
They was killing McDonald's.
Full bite of bread is... Because my mom wasn't making no beefy burgers. It was just...
But McDonald's was just...
Next bite, I might get some meat in mine.
Maybe.
McDonald's was so good at the time.
It was
man.
A way of life, dog.
Oh,
it was exciting.
God.
If I could get like a burger, fries, a shake, or burger fries in one of them Sundays, yeah, I was hoisted to the heavens after that. You could have took me right. If God was like, "Are you ready to go,
ready
son?"
To go.
Yes.
Ready to go.
My life
right
is complete.
Now. Take me, Lord.
Man,
I got a full Happy Meal.
Take me back to
playing the play place.
Man,
smells like feet. I don't care.
Because we live close to a McDonald's, so we was hitting it up.
Man, my homeboy Noel, his mom used to take us every time she gave us a ride home, any Friday. And I'm like, we can go anytime with her. Y'all want to take me on the 15th?
Well, go live with them then, Kevin. Go live with them.
That's how they used to be. Noel, man, he had the Ninja Turtles blimp with every character.
Ooh.
I said, man, you got the blimp for Christmas?
With all four turtles?
And villains.
Oh.
He had like 10 guys. The blimp opened up. I said, man, I had Walrus. I had man. I never got no. I just had man. He didn't. His arms don't even go down.
Man?
Man. Like this. And Walrus. My mom gave us a Walrus. Like,
what was Walrus?
It was just a Walrus. It wasn't even an action figure. It was just like a big Walrus. I was like, this ain't. They don't be on cartoons. This is Karate Man. Fighting Man. Army Man. No gun.
just man,
no pose, no kneecaps. You can't do nothing with man. Just and brought it home loose. No box. Here go this man. Where'd you get a loose man from? He don't have nothing. He got the little military haircut. This is Karate Man, and then this is regular man.
Oh,
Kung Fu Man, Karate regular man,
handling business man. He got like a handshake, businessman. He got a briefcase and a handshake.
And they just was the same man in different poses. What am I finna do with this? What can I do with this?
And your arch nemesis, Walrus. And that Walrus is like,
a huge Walrus.
I don't want no trouble.
I was like,
you got the Walrus. I already know he like sitting. You know how Walrus is just up. Blob up.
He can't fight.
My
brother used to play football. We just throw them at each other like, man, Walrus can block. Because Walrus was heavier than the other men. It's like, you can't fight with this. You can't fight a man who do this with a man who do this. That guy can't do nothing. No cartoon, no uniform. He just got a white suit with red edges. Like, man, you know, this don't go to nothing that's on TV. And then I found out all those cartoons were just to sell toys. I don't even know where my mom was getting these toys from. I never got one. G.I. Joe. Nah, you get it.
Oh.
Attack Man. Oh. One time my dad got me a Batman in a coupe. It was Batman in a coupe, and the Batman part was open and it had no Batman. And I just had the coupe. And I was like, where's the Batman? He was like, if you don't like it, I'll throw it away. It said Batman came with it and it's open. The coupe was cool too. Yeah. But you had to put regular man so put and man Batman in stuff. And now the top doesn't, now the coupe won't close because man is this big. The Batman supposed to be small. So you trying to put on like, I closed the roof of the coupe all the way to the man to hold him in there. I was like,
oh my God.
Like, you getting these things from where you get half used toys?
Man. Oh.
I hate it, man. I was so sad. It was almost there. Whew. And the coupe was brand new. It was great.
Hey.
All right. Let's finish with this. Oh, I forgot about this. This is a good one. Albums that would make good movies.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if I have a lot of them, but I have a few that I feel very strongly about.
Okay.
All right, you want to go first?
I'm going to steal yours.
I know you
know. I already know what's
know
coming.
What I'm going
to
say, man.
Good Kid, Mad City.
I wish John Singleton was alive.
Mad City, dog. That's
good
cinematic.
Good Kid, Mad City, man.
That was cinematic.
Oh! It would be such a good movie, man.
Yeah.
Hood classic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's not done yet. I feel like
it might be eventually.
Calmatic probably could direct it. Good. He works with Kendrick a lot. Mm. John Singleton would have been perfect for it.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like he got that LA culture. Good Kid, Mad City is such a well-told story.
If Gary Gray might do a good job.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see that.
He knows the streets.
Yes, yeah. That's my favorite one. That's the whole reason I thought of the thing, so thanks for taking it.
I knew it. I was like,
all the way up there.
Man.
All the way up there. I'm going to go with Control.
By Janet?
By SZA.
Oh, okay.
SZA is a world-renowned singer-songwriter storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
The girl who, honestly, Control or SOS,
yeah.
But I feel like Control is like, I'm with her
mm-hmm.
in the journey
right.
of like young woman making mistakes of love, you know, like.
Because this fumbles, when you listen to her albums.
Man.
It's so many different versions of women.
Yes.
Within the same album.
Yes.
I know women be like, I want to be empowered. But the reality is some days you're going to be insecure.
Yes.
Some days you're not going to be sure of yourself. Some days you're going to fuck up and do some shit that's out of your character. And then you come, oh, I don't know why I was doing that. I don't know why I was a side chick. Yeah, I was confident, but I was insecure at the same time. She be encompassing all of that.
That vulnerability and authenticity to me is her superpower.
Yeah.
That's why nobody else's music sounds like her.
Exactly.
Because I don't think people will be willing to be like, nigga, I did bad. I made mistakes.
She be talking about all that. And
take
it's never...
me back. Even though you're going to block me, come pick me up.
Yep.
That's life.
That's real.
That's
though.
Real. People be picking the wrong man, and they be got to deal with the consequences. People be picking the wrong woman.
Yep.
That vulnerability in her music be like, I want to see her coming of age, and I want to see her triumphant
yep.
at the end, you mm-hmm. know, which more of SOS. And her granny talking to her at the end. Like, you got to figure it out eventually.
I'm Miss 20-something right now. I'm just doing this. I'm fumbling. I'm doing all of this. And like, I think that's dope, and that's what makes her stand out.
Absolutely, because it's a superpower.
It's not all just drama with the exes, and it's not all like, yeah, we strong women out here. We making the right decisions. Yeah, you want to hear that sometimes, but sometimes,
yeah,
man,
real.
This shit ain't going down like that.
Yes,
I'm insecure today.
Yes.
Tomorrow I might be talking shit. I might not need you. I look good right now, but sometimes I look ugly in the mirror.
And brother, that's Tony. I promise you, I look. If I Josh catch a picture of me on a breathe in on a joke, on a black shirt,
yeah,
he like, Cam, you losing weight from the front. Now he catch me on a breathe out in the gray shirt, I'd be like, you walrus,
walrus.
You don't catch me on the breathe out. Sweat under here. same weekend.
Yeah.
I'd be like, who is this? Some days I'd be like, okay, Cam, you kind of swell. Other days I'd be like,
man,
job of the hood.
For real. I don't like myself in most photos.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I would say it's 20% of the time I'd be like, yeah.
20%?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't think I'm photogenic.
I think you take great pictures.
Nah, I'd be like,
Tony Baker,
I ain't feeling this.
Man, I hate. Well, I wish I could never take a headshot again.
Oh, man.
I'll be Jimmy Carter. I'll still be using that same headshot with the blue suit. It'd be so hard to get right, man.
Man, that picture they done chose for Donald Trump's main picture, it's why he look like the most evil man of all time. With that lighting, it's like he's telling campfire stories. And it turns out, the bodies was down the street. And then he put the flashlight up underneath what he said. They were killing people and serving the meats. And we at the campfire like, ooh. Hate that picture of him, man. That's what you chose? I mean, the bullshit he's been doing matches the picture.
Listen, but be looking
that's
evil.
A different podcast.
All right, you're up.
But yes, control would be fantastic.
Control would be great.
I'm a goo. Well, Illmatic is my favorite album ever. So Illmatic would be a straight, because Nas is already a visual storyteller.
Yeah.
So even when you listen to Illmatic, you can see New York at that time.
For sure.
You can feel it. You can smell it. You can smell the subway, the sidewalks, all of that. You can, the sidewalk cracks, everything. The gum on the sidewalk, bloodstains, violence, everything is painted vividly in that picture. He did an element of that in Belly.
Yep.
But I feel like a whole Illmatic movie would just be fire.
Yes.
Because he did that element when he was talking to that little boy on the bench in the projects. That was taken directly from Illmatic. So
yes, all in.
Illmatic.
Absolutely. I'm going to go College Dropout.
I had that written down too.
I would love a story of a, you know, that version of Kanye is pre-made it. Kanye, big dreams, scrappy, you know, trying to make it, got to drop out from college or whatever.
We never see the college dropout.
Never seen it.
There's a lot of college dropouts out here.
I love coming
I'm a college dropout.
You are.
Yes, I want to
see
that.
Did you do three?
I did like 7, 8 years.
Well, you did more than four?
I was in college for like a decade. That's not important. That's never here no day. I was changing my majors a lot, man. Time was hard. I didn't know what was going on. I got kicked out. I was on academic probation. I was getting F's. I had to stop.
You were on academic probation?
I had to come in, back in. And, you know what I'm saying? I had a family. I had kids. You know what I'm saying? I just had a lot going on. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. Like, I went 4 years here, straight through because I had the money, though.
I was in college for a long ass time. Man. I couldn't get it together. I couldn't get my directions going, man. I was all over the place, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know when I think about that, what you say? As a parent, one of my biggest fears is like, man, my kid's going to like, you're going to have to get a job. You're going to have to do stuff. But some people don't figure it out right away.
No.
Like, you didn't figure it out right away. You didn't figure it out during college. You didn't figure it out. You said you were like 30-something, right?
Yeah.
Like, you was farting around.
What messed up my whole sense of direction was that I didn't go for what I really wanted from the jump.
For college?
Yeah. I've always known I wanted to act.
Yeah,
since I was
a
child.
Yeah.
I knew this. Yeah. But I'm doing other stuff. I'm like, I'm graduating from high school. I don't know if I want to go to college. Man, I guess I could do psychology. That sounds. I'm farting around, experimenting with other bullshit instead of just going straight in the theater and just knocking that shit out.
Yep.
I'm going through the motions of trying to do other shit.
Yep.
That's what. And then I'm not invested in the classes. I'm just hanging out, you know, still being creative outside. Yeah. I'm killing the creativity.
For sure.
But I'm in class like, oh, man, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm failing chemistry twice. I'm just taking F after F after F. Astronomy, ace that. I'm like, oh, astronomy, man. Boom. But then, so that's what messed me up.
Yeah.
If I would have stayed in the theater.
From the jump.
I'd have breezed on through that.
Did New Mexico State have a good theater program?
As far as I know, yeah, because that's how I ended up in theater for the first time was a play they were doing on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, let me audition.
And Fences? Then,
no, it was Mice and Men.
Oh,
and I got the role of Crooks and won an award. I was like.
You won an award?
Yeah.
In your first play?
In the debut.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
What was the award for?
It was the award for best supporting performance or whatever.
What?
Yeah.
That didn't tip you off?
Well, that's when I was like, oh, shit.
Dang, Tony.
So when I did that, I was like,
you won a Tony, your first play.
Basically, you know, the New Mexico State Tony. And from that moment on, I was like, this is what I was supposed to have been doing.
Yeah.
And so I did another play, and I was like, I'm moving to Cali.
Dang.
But it took forever.
What would you say, what age were you where you feel like, okay, I'm on the right track. I know what I want to do, and I'm doing it. And I'm having
So I had that moment. But then when I came to California, I was like, I got daunted by
For sure.
The scale.
Yeah.
I was just like, everybody came out here for this.
Yep.
I'm doing extra work. So I got deflated again, mm-hmm. but I stayed on it, but it was still. But once I started doing stand-up, that's when it was just like.
And what age is that?
31, 30. Yeah, 31, I think. That's when I finally was like, direction. 31. So when I see a lot of people in their 20s, that's why I told Sincere, I was like, look, man, you 20, at this time he was 22. I was like, look, man, you already further than where I was at your age.
Yep.
He was like, for real? Like, absolutely. Like, as you know, Cherie went straight through. She was a nursing program. She knew she wanted to be a nurse. She started the nursing stuff in high school. Then, boom, four Good. Years, degree. Right into work. Me, I'm like, grabbing sauces, I'm grabbing water. They got the hot sauce, I got the mild sauce, I got pancakes, I got chicken, I got stuff that don't even match up. I got linguine, I got breakfast. I was all over the place trying to figure it all out. Yeah. But then I was like, I told Cecile, I was like, look, man, you already have surpassed me in life because you graduated from college.
Yeah,
now, I know. In this moment, you're in the fog of what do I do next?
Yep,
but
yep,
you
yep.
already have passed me because you already attained something. You completed something.
Yeah,
you did that. You got your degree fast in 4 years. Now you can just test out where you want to go.
What was the moment that made you be like, all right, I'm done with college?
When, because I was still trying to hang in there with school, and then I was just like. Once I started doing the acting, once I did theater, because I didn't think I would like theater, that's why I never even attempted.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I want to do TV and film, but I'm in New Mexico. At that time, they wasn't filming shit out there.
Wasn't no Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad ain't come.
So I was just like, man, shit sucks. And so, so then when I did the play, I was like, yo, this is dope.
Yeah.
And then I did another play with the same director, playing various characters in like a holiday play. And then when I did Fences, I was like, I can memorize a whole book of.
Yeah, plus the blocking.
But the blocking and everything. Plus I can memorize and lead it. I got to go for it.
Let me get out of this college where I'm doing these plays.
So I lost all fear for acting at that point because I was like, man, I did this.
Theater is hard.
Film is harder to me.
Peeps, sorry to interrupt the podcast. I know y'all was having a good time. Everything was lovely. You know what I'm saying? You know what else is lovely? Sex. And I know you want to have better sex, man. Have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And starting now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong it'll knock your socks off and your neighbor's socks off. You'll have to move towns with the amount of noise you'll be making. Blue Chew Max has arrived, and it combines the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis into one chewable. This combo acts fast and lasts. Guys, be ready when she needs it and get your first month of Blue Chew free. Great sex is just a few clicks away. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. of A and prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part? It's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. All right? Blue Chew is a good time. I've used it. It's a good time. It's there for you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it doesn't even overdo it. Blue Chew is like, yo, man, I'm here. I got you. Let's get it. You ain't got to worry about it. You just continue to do your thing, and Blue Chew is going to be like, I got you, man. I got you right here now, shouty. I got you right here now, man. New York was the time, man. That's all I'm going to say. New York was the time. Blue Chew won't stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house. That is the mission. Everyone could use an extra hand. With Blue Chew, you get an extra leg. More horsepower. Enough said. Here's a real comment someone had about Blue Chew. I cut diamonds with my tip, dude. You could be missing out on the best sex of your life. They say there's nothing sexier than confidence, and Blue Chew can help give you confidence where it counts. We can all relate to wanting to feel more confident, especially in the bedroom, and Blue Chew can help. So, make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use the promo code BALL. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code BALD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Now, back to the Bald Brothers.
Really?
1,000%. I would much rather be in a play than to do TV or film because I can keep the momentum of the character going. It's straight through.
Okay, yeah.
It's not like
you got to get there in the moment.
Don't do that. Cut. We're done. And then
yeah, that's true.
We straight through. Got to know your lines. We running through it. Boom. Audience is right there.
Yeah.
It's like I prefer that.
Yeah.
I can stay. I can lock in better.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like this is an emotional scene after lunch. And then
that when I had to do that kissing scene, I was like, man, I just ate.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. It's tough.
Yeah.
And then we were just doing church. You're going from scene to scene. You got to remember what you did. Like, good acting, you should remember what you did the scene prior.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And be in that moment.
Right.
And it's hard when the scene you just shot was from another episode at a different time. It just happened to be in the same location.
Right.
That's how we were shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But in theater, when I was the slave in Macbeth, I was like, slave boy. How would a slave be?
Yeah. But you get that straight momentum.
And you got a lot of rehearsal time.
Yeah,
a lot of I love
rehearsal.
Yeah,
I'm a rehearsal.
Way more rehearsal
fiend
in theater than you do in movies.
Absolutely,
they don't really rehearse the movies a
People
lot.
People don't even like to run lines. Now, actors just want to be talking about shit on the side. They be like, "Yes, my favorite team is it? Man, let's run lines. Y'all got your lines together?
I love lines. Man, I love running lines.
I love it. I'll be like,
y'all don't. You don't have to hit the like button on the live. It don't do nothing. Oh. I appreciate the love, but it don't. It don't do nothing unless it's public. And I don't think it even really does nothing anymore at all.
I don't know. I always say hit the like button just in case.
Yeah, I don't know. But definitely don't nothing unlisted. They'd be like, man, shut up. You hit the like button all day. Ain't nothing going to change. I think if you, on the public, you more likes, the more shows. But on the private, they'd be like, man, watch out.
Oh, gotcha.
Never me and Melissa was talking about that with our kids. Because all the parents were just like, man, what are our kids going to do? Are they going to get a job? You know, your first dream, is it going to pan out? And all that type of stuff. You don't know if you've done a good job with them yet.
Right.
But everybody don't figure it out.
Don't figure it out.
I just went to college to get a degree. I just did sociology because it had the most classes I liked.
No emotion.
No, I just was like, I need a degree to be able to get a job.
Right.
And I was like, what job am I going to get? Who cares?
Yeah.
I just needed to. And it turned out to be right. Like, Boeing, you just needed to have a degree.
Yeah.
As like a separating factor. It didn't matter what it was in.
Right.
But people don't, it doesn't click right away for it everybody. Doesn't.
And that's what Serene was struggling with too, was when he graduated from high school, he attempted college and then he was like, he really wasn't feeling it. Then he faded out of football. He wasn't feeling it no more. Then he was, you know, working, trying to get jobs, working at Vons, working at McDonald's, then he started doing a security job and then he was rapping, he was making music. Like he was all over the place. And I was just like, you know, this is the time for it. This is the time where we're trying to figure out what it is.
Yes.
And I could tell, like, you know, it was bothering him. And I was just like, you know, you know, we proud of you regardless. You know, it's just, you know, this is the time to figure stuff out.
Yeah, because back in the day, we live on a farm.
Yeah.
You work on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else.
Right.
We farm.
Mm-hmm.
You till this farm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Pass the farm on to you.
Right.
But now, and I think this age, especially, you know, our kids, their generation, our parents' generation, it was like, get a job.
Right.
The good job. Stay at that job. Never leave the job.
Right.
You go into
once you
the
get that
mill,
good job, you hold on to that job.
40 years.
You beat these kids, and you get that job. You hear me?
For real. Retirement pension from the company.
That's it.
And then millennials, we was like, nah, man, 401k.
Yeah.
I'm taking this with me. What if I don't want this job? And then our kids is like, what if I don't want a job at all?
Oh.
What if I want to be creative?
Yeah.
What is work?
I don't dream of labor.
Like, wait,
creative.
Hey, y'all.
Man, hold
what's
on,
going
man.
On? Hey, man.
I don't even want to drive. All right, man, chill out. What I got to learn how to drive for?
You got to eat. Now, I don't know what McKinley and them going to be. They'll be like, what is time?
Right.
Why are humans?
What is time?
I'm a blob. Yeah, but you got to pay the bills, though. And that's the part. Like, you grow up.
Yeah.
We didn't want to work either.
Right.
But at some point, you got to work.
I still couldn't wait to work, though. Like, when I was in high school, I started working. Already in high school, I couldn't wait to have a job.
Yeah, because then, most of our parents couldn't buy us stuff.
Yeah. So
the stuff like, we wanted, like, you got to go out there and get it.
Yep.
But now we could get our kids stuff, so they're like, you want me to work at a grocery store?
And why? I would quit.
Yeah. The
difference is, I would quit in a heartbeat.
Because that's our generation.
I'd be like,
I'm not finna work for this job. We'll fire you.
You're telling me what to do?
Fire me.
I'm out,
I hate this
man.
Job anyway. No 2 weeks either. I'm gone today.
Oh, I was out. I'm not coming. I ain't even, when I quit that stocking job at the grocery store, he got on me about something. Hey, man, you need to do this, that, and the third. I finished my shift, never went back.
Fuck you.
And him. Never went back, dog. McDonald's wouldn't put me on that front counter. Y'all ain't going to put me on the front counter? Giving you my 2 weeks right here, right now. 2 weeks? Yeah, man, I want to be in the front. Y'all can't do it. 2 weeks. No other job lined up. I'm out, man. You don't know what you got. You don't know what you got. I worked at Village Inn for one day. My homegirl, Karee, hooked me up with the job. I was like, yo, Karee, hook me up at the Village Inn. He's like, all right, Tony, I got you in there. So I went in there. They put me through the training. I was like, this is great, man. I think it's going to be cool. Hey, listen, Thanksgiving is coming up. I want to go to Clovis to visit my mom. You know what I'm saying? You think I can get some time off? Time off? You just starting. You asking for time off and the holiday? We can't do that. All right. I went to visit my mom. Never went back to Village Inn. I ain't give them no 2 weeks notice, no nothing. I ain't even talked to Karee. I was just like, man. They wouldn't give me Thanksgiving off.
I quit a job on the first day at a work study job, working with at-risk youth at a hood school in Seattle.
Yeah.
I rode the bus there. Get off the bus. I walked to the school. Some kids was fighting. I went right back to the bus stop. Didn't even check in. I said, absolutely not. Them kids was boom, boom, pushed them against the locker. I said, absolutely not. This is not. Y'all was really at risk. You can't go to the new job on the fight in the hallway upon opening the door.
That's the welcome to the jungle moment. That's the Joe Clark lean on me moment.
You're supposed to
break them up.
And the kids was big.
No.
And I was 6 foot by that time. It's like me and you fighting. I said, oh, see, I don't remember the name of the school, but say it was Garfield. Open the door, boom, kink. Came home, the sun was still out. Listen, was like, what happened?
You were supposed to break them up, man.
Y'all
are better than this.
I didn't know y'all meant at risk. This school is over.
Imagine
this is supposed to be an after-school program. Oh, no.
Imagine you break them up and they stomp you out. Hey, fuck you, old man, even though you was only what? How old was you?
I was like 18,
oh,
19.
Yeah, old man all day. Man, get the old man. He 18. And puh, huh? You want to teach us a lesson? Man, grab his bullhorn. Ping.
And ping. I mean, the bus came quick. I wasn't at that school for 5 minutes.
Same bus driver came up. Couldn't handle it, huh? And they opened that door. Couldn't handle it, huh, Kev? Trying to tell you. He looking at you in the rear view.
I said, oh, no. Absolutely not. Because I had an office job before that, but it just ended.
Yeah.
And they didn't need a kid no more.
What, like, what we got was this- you wearing?
I had a little UW hoodie, little pants, little Tim's.
Trying to connect with the youth.
Yeah, you know, I go to college, y'all.
Trying to...
I don't want y'all to know that I'm in college at all.
Trying to fit in. You trying to fit in, man? Grab his boots. They start beating you with them Tim's. Pap. Trying to connect. Put the hoodie over his head and beat him.
I said, y'all did. I mean, y'all said what it was.
They said what it was.
Y'all said what it was. Mm-mm. And Seattle's more hood than people know.
Oh, yeah.
Like the CD, it gets grimy in there. Don't let that rain fool you. Them niggas be fighting and stabbing. No, sir. I'm a church kid.
You just left the youth behind, man. They needed you. They needed you at that moment. One of the kids that was getting beat up was looking at you leave like... I needed you, Mr. Clark.
I said
they
nah.
called you Mr. Clark because you didn't even introduce yourself yet, Mr. Clark.
Not for no work study.
I need help me, man. Help me. What if one of the kids was like, "Help me, sir"?
Nope,
sir.
I don't go here. I didn't actually check in, so I don't work here yet,
sir. With the hoodie and the Timbs.
Tony wouldn't have had enough time.
Help me, man.
No, we didn't even make eye contact.
I'm getting my ass kicked. Oh, it hurts.
You remember in The Nice Guys?
Yes.
Russell Crowe and them came out and was fighting.
It was that dude getting shot. They was
went
like...
right back to the elevator. I said, no, I don't think my left foot entered the school.
Dang.
I said, I mean, it was.
That could have been the only incident for mad long.
Brother,
you tapped out.
Terrible timing. I said, no work.
That's
study.
All it takes.
Thank y'all. Didn't go check in. Didn't tell nobody what happened. Didn't go back to work study. I think I ended up just getting a job at a daycare. I was just like, I'm not doing
it. Oh, you can handle those fights, huh? You coward. You can break up the toddlers. Hey, kids, you're better than this, huh? You can handle that. You chump. You turn your back on the at-risk youth.
I said, oh, no, y'all good. Oh, man. All right. Oh, we got more. Do you have any more?
I can rattle off a list real quick because we went long. All right. All so right. I got My Life by Mary J. Blige. Even though she got some kind of projects going.
She does.
I don't know if it's based on the album or not.
That's a good one.
Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, absolutely.
The documentary by The Game. AT Aliens by Outkast.
Yes.
What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fire. Especially you said it in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's Dark and Hell is Hot by DMX.
Yes.
Forest Hills Drive by J. Cole.
Ooh.
End of the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers, and Life After Death. Life After Death and Ready to Die by Biggie could both be movies.
Yeah. I was going to do, I like Ordinary, Get Lifted, John Legend, where he was in
That's a great album.
F-boy phase of his life.
That was a great album.
Yes. But he got the family. He got the Ordinary
got the family
People.
Family coming in at the end.
Yep.
Times is hard. Yeah.
I'm going to listen to that on the way home.
That's a great album.
A fantastic album, and it holds up.
Mm-hmm.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Kanye
yeah.
was on.
Yeah.
I feel like as an artistic piece, it could be like,
yeah,
I don't know what story you tell, but
he low key made it a movie,
yeah, losing his mind a little bit. I feel like that'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels, Jasmine Sullivan. You could kind of be like for Color Girls in the sense of like it's not necessarily just one person's story,
yeah.
It's like a group of girlfriends kind of like going through life, you know, because the lessons learned in the little snippets were like good life lessons learn.
I thought you were saying hotels, like places to stay. He's like, hotels? I was like, Holiday Inn or A-Loft?
Have you never heard that album?
I listen to it. I can't stick around on it for some
reason.
Every time I try to go to hotels, I leave.
Really?
I don't know what it is.
You don't like the Tales of the Halls? You out?
I don't, for some reason, I just can't stay on the album.
Really?
I hit play and then I'm like, yeah, you know what? This. Not go somewhere else. And I like Jasmine Sullivan's voice, but for some reason that album don't snatch me up.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite pieces of work. It's actually the only album I listen to straight up. Coloring Book.
Mm.
Because he talks about the triumph from 10 Day and Acid Rap, I feel like those three albums could be like a good story.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
Because Acid Rap, I would love a visual on that.
Oh, man.
I couldn't stop listening to Acid Rap,
man, he telling the real. I really love it.
Yeah.
I'm all in. Dochi, Alligator Bites Never Heal.
Mm, okay.
She is a storyteller like Slick Rick and them. Yeah. She has the visuals of Busta Rhymes and Missy.
Mm.
But like, Denial's a River is such a great story. But like, who she is.
Yeah.
Like, the story she tells in that album and the creativity, I feel like she could do some interesting stuff with that. And I listen to that album all the time.
Dochi dope, man.
She is so doggone Dochi talented. Dope. I was so mad on Twitter. They were calling her Harriet Tubman rap. I'm like, man, let people talk some talk.
See, last time people talk shit like that, they get thrown on the grill. They better watch out.
What you mean?
You rap like you're trying to get the slaves free. Oh, remember Drake said that? Yeah, you paid the price.
Yeah.
Now better watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Because at least don't you talking about something other than ass and titties and getting money.
Yeah. I love the album, man. Yeah. Storytelling. Tanga the Banga's Tiny Desk. That last song where she talks about this New Orleans post Katrina and connects it with love and the roller coasters and I could tell it's so their Tiny Desk is my favorite. Nothing ever compares to it because it's so theatrical. Like Tank takes you through the like life and times of a girl from New Orleans and love and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It would be good. So I would love that to be an album. And that's all.
That's all.
All right. We love y'all. Thanks for hanging out with us, Patreon. We've been here for over 5 hours. We did 7 episodes, including the...
Oh, yeah, we did do 7.
The comeback.
We got the bonus joining.
We didn't even think do the Super Bowl performances.
Eh, who cares?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I don't feel that strongly about it.
Man, I saw a video. Side note. I saw a video. Bill Bellamy was on the radio show. And they were talking about the top five male R&B groups of all time.
Are they including Back to the Temptations or like
90s? Yeah, they included like the Temptations. So it was people giving their different lists. I didn't like the disrespect on Boyz II Men.
They have been getting disrespected lately.
I'm not with it. I'm not feeling it.
I don't know
I'm
not why. Accepting it's like of music it. For squares and stuff.
It's horse shit.
They sold well. They're well-written songs.
Yes. They have vocal talent.
They can sing.
And they still have the vocal talent.
Yes.
No disrespect to people that have lost their vocal talent, but all the R&B groups didn't keep it.
They still got it.
I feel like...
How are they not getting included?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this is bullshit.
I'm with you. I love Boyz II Men, but maybe because I'm a square. And I went to the Boyz II Men concert with my homeboy because... It was like $38 in Vegas, and I had a good time until they handed out the roses. Then it felt weird. I was like, dang, I should either came here with my homegirl, my girl, or just by myself. But yeah. With my homeboy, we were just like, you know, roses. But other than that,
I'm not feeling
it. They gotta be included. Who would you do? Who would your top five be?
New Edition, Boyz II Men, Jodeci, The Temptations. And the Isley Brothers.
Solid. I would do Drew Hill, Boyz II Men, New Edition. Temptations I love.
They just got too many hits, man.
They do. I want to say Jagged Edge, but I don't know if I feel strongly enough about enough of their music.
We talking about Mayo, huh?
I don't know if I feel strongly enough about enough of their music. They got some songs.
They got some cuts for sure, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know if it's enough for me to be like, Jagged Edge. All time is kind of tough on Jagged Edge for me.
For me, you got to have albums, complete albums that I ran through. Heavy,
yeah, I don't
to
think.
Be,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't do that for Jagged Edge. I don't know if I have a fifth one.
Oh. Wait, who'd you say you said?
Drew Hill. Oh, wait. Did I say Jodeci?
No.
Drew Hill, Jodeci. Drew Hill, Jodeci, Boyz II Men, New Edition,
Oh, you know what? I'm changing my list up a little bit. Ooh. I'm taking Jodeci out.
Top five?
Yeah. And I'm putting in Tony, Tony, Tony.
You listen more Tony, Tony, Tony than Jodeci?
Absolutely.
Really?
1,000%.
Oh, I had Jodeci in my top five.
Jodeci just be having too many skips.
They do got skips. But they are the they are just. They
I
are,
mean, the classics that they have yeah. are absolute.
Come and talk to me. I really want to.
Bangers.
The music but. Videos, the gospelness of it. You know, Casey and JoJo, Devontae Dalvin, they're church kids.
There's just so many skips.
They got skips.
I can't get over the skips.
They got.
Like when I listen to their first album, I'll be like, skip, 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 skip. First half is fire. Yeah. Skip City on the second half. Diary of a Madman, even more skips. And then the show, the after party at the hotel, I don't even come in there but for get up. I get on up and I get on up out of there.
Get on up.
I get on up out of there after that. But like really? Tony, 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 the Sons of Soul album, I played the dog shit out of that album.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
All right, y'all. This is a great time.
Yeah, good time.
God bless y'all. Me and Tony will probably be back every 4 to 6 weeks. We shot 7 episodes. We got a little time off. Probably shoot sometime in maybe February or early March.
Yeah. Jill.
Yeah. All right. We love y'all. Peace.
All right.